This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. Advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration will meet later today to discuss the COVID-19 vaccine from healthcare giant Johnson & Johnson, which is seeking use authorization. The FDA is not required to follow their recommendation, but nearly always does. Two other vaccines already in widespread use here in the U.S. from drug companies Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech. A shot from AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford is in use in Britain, Europe, South Asia, Brazil, Mexico, and elsewhere. Johnson & Johnson's clinical trial data does not look quite as impressive on paper as the others available in the United States. It was about 66% effective against infections that cause from moderate to severe illness. The Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines both reported about a 95% overall efficacy, but experts caution the studies are not measuring quite the same thing and should not be directly compared. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday directed American military airstrikes in eastern Syria against facilities belonging to what the Pentagon said were Iranian-backed militia. The Pentagon said the strikes were a retaliation for a rocket attack in Iraq earlier this month that killed one civilian contractor, wounded a U.S. service member, and other coalition troops. The February 15th rocket attacks on U.S. positions in Iraq were carried out as Washington and Tehran are looking for a way to return to the 2015 nuclear deal abandoned by former President Donald Trump. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. On Thursday, President Biden called Saudi Arabian King Salman as his administration is set to release a congressionally mandated declassified version of an intelligence report that is expected to find the king's son, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, approved the 2018 killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The White House readout of the call noted the recent release of several Saudi American activists and Saudi women's rights activists from custody and affirmed the importance of the U.S. places on universal human rights and the rule of law. The White House did not provide an explanation as to why the readout did not mention Khashoggi, who was a legal U.S. resident with U.S. citizen children. The Trump administration rejected demands by lawmakers to release a declassified version of the report as the White House prioritized arms sales to the kingdom and alliance with Riyadh amid rising U.S. tensions with its rival, Iran. Protests against the military coup resumed Friday across Myanmar, despite growing intimidation from security forces and from pro-junta gangs the day before. On Thursday, tensions escalated on the streets of Yangon between anti-coup protesters and supporters of the military. The violence complicates an already intractable standoff between the military and a protest movement that has been staging large rallies daily to demand that Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government be restored to power. She and other politicians were ousted and arrested on February 1st in a takeover that shocked the international community and reversed years of slow progress toward democracy. Donald Trump supporters, who launched a deadly assault on the U.S. Capitol last month, have indicated they want to blow up the building and kill members of Congress. According to the acting police chief of the Capitol Police, Yogananda Pittman told lawmakers the threats suggest extremists could target the Capitol during an upcoming address by President Biden as she pushed for continued high security around the building. About 5,000 troops remain on duty at the Capitol since Trump supporters stormed the building back in January, vandalizing the building, injuring officers. Five people died in the violence, including a Capitol police officer. More than 200 people have been charged so far for their roles in the riot. For more news, please join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.
We'll be right back. VOA 1.
VOA.
It's the hits. It's VOA 1 and the hits. Fallout Boy, that's called Hold Me Tight or Don't. My name is Larry London. Thank you very much for listening to VOA 1. And don't forget, you can find me on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/VOA. Larry London, that is my Facebook page. Coming up, country singer Kane Brown, who put out a mixed tape last year with some hip-hop stars. Here's Kane Brown with Khalid and Swae Lee. This one's called Be Like That.
I might be better on my own. I hate you blowing up my phone. I wish I never met you. Sometimes it be like that, but I'm not myself. The night you're gone, there ain't no way I'm moving on. I'm not afraid to need you back. Sometimes it be like that.
We both wanna love, we both wanna slide. We both wanna argue until we're both right. You wanna hug, I kiss you goodnight. Maybe we're both just out of our mind. And you throw tantrums while I'm twisting up. No medicine is fixing us. Can't tell you why, but tell you what. You got me thinking I might be better on my own. I hate you blowing up my phone. I wish I never met you. Sometimes it be like that, but I'm not myself.
might be better on my own. I hate you blowing up my phone. I wish I never met you. Sometimes it be like that, but I'm not myself. Tonight you're gone. There ain't no way I'm moving on. I'm not afraid to need you back. Sometimes it be like that.
Sometimes, man, you thought you found love in your love. Now you're thinking I'm just one of those guys leading on. I can't help when you read it wrong. Don't know why I trip on us. You put me down, I pick you up and tell you I would turn you up. Got me thinking
I might be better on my own. I hate you blowing up my phone. I wish I never met you.
Driving home to you. And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt. You said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
VOA 1, the hits.
You said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
Olivia Rodrigo, who just turned 18, and that is driver's license. Olivia has been number one now for 6 straight weeks with that song, Driver's License. My name is Larry London, keeping you company on VOA 1. Thank you very much for joining us. And coming up, a song that spent 25 weeks at number one on the country charts, Gabby Barrett and Charlie Puth, the remixed version of I Hope on VOA 1.
give it a minute. But what's the fun in a minute? In a minute, in a minute, in a minute, in a minute. Can you feel the tension rising? Now you're getting it so close. Now you're getting it so close. Almost love, almost love. Oh, cause I'm excited no more. No more taking it slow. No more, no more taking it slow. It's almost love.
VOA1.
it all the time on VOA1. Before that, it was Roddy Ricch with The Box. My name is Larry London, and I am here to remind you, on behalf of the World Health Organization, please wear your face mask, maintain social distance, and wash your hands. The coronavirus has already claimed over 1 million lives, and more than 200 million people have tested positive. So please be careful so that you can protect yourself and those you love. We're in this together. Face mask, social distance, wash your hands, and we'll be a happier, healthier world. This is VOA1, the